Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by NJ Diet. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Contractually guaranteed with NJDiet.com.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
It's a slow chopper today. Would you feel like you'll take it easier, or do you feel like you're ready to go and then spread full out if you need to?
Kind of sounds like a guy who's stuck in between.
He is something well less than 100%.
Doesn't look good, coach.
Can he play? He's in a coma. Answer my question. Can he play?
His body just continues to fail him. I don't understand organizationally, other than a lack of depth, which shouldn't matter because your team's not good, why they do things this way. What if Jerry is a put dirt on it guy? I don't know.
Eat mud. I said eat it. Eat it.
Coach, I think I swallowed too much mud.
Take a salt tablet.
These are baseball players. They don't need to be coddled with all of this stretching.
We're paying them. They can bring in their own.
Salt tablet.
Maybe Eloy is Deadpool.
Listen, the real point here. The f*** is a phone booth doing on a street corner? Disappear in 98.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Today's show is so good it shouldn't be free. We should be charging. We should be charging a subscription or some special one-off cost for you to listen to this show.
No, this is the free medium that people get, and they occasionally get a show like this.
They also sit through bad shows.
Well, congrats.
Exactly.
That's true. So maybe by sitting through bad shows, you earned the right to get this one.
What are these bad shows you're referring to? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Well, on your ass, Wojo.
As we broadcast live
from
the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. So we are all set for you today. You say, well, what do I get? Well, you get Dawn Staley at 11. You get High Noon at 11:40. Mike Florio at noon. Nick Friedell 12:25, and Jeff Pagliacca at 1:25, and a whole lot more. Not only that, two pairs of tickets to see Cubs and Marlins Sunday, April 21st. You want to enjoy a lovely Sunday Cubs game with a friend or a family member or a paramour or members of paramour?
Misery business.
And we could give those away at any minute.
At any time, we could give you the cue to call if you want to win Cubs. There's your paramour.
That is a very stud song.
Yeah, well, he
loves him some Hayley Williams.
Did you
and
guys,
who doesn't?
Yeah, that fits. That tracks.
Ever tell you about when I met her?
No.
It was fantastic.
Did you guys do the Spider-Man thing to each other?
No, we didn't. There wasn't enough time. It was like they had this event where I used to work over at NBC Tower at WLS AM. WKQX had Paramore into the soundstage they have, kind of like what we have here, right?
Hell yeah.
Ours is better, though.
And so, ours is way better. And so afterwards, Paramore took pictures with like the fans that were there, and then they took a picture with all the staff that were there. So I was in that picture. On my way out, I stopped, and I was like, I got to say something to Hayley. And so I stopped, and I was like, hey, I was running this morning. I listened to your new album. It's really awesome. And then she responded to me, and I blacked out. And I don't remember what happened in the next 5 seconds. And then I left the room, and I was like, what the hell just happened?
It's a scene from Dodgeball. Yeah. Justin, I love you. And then you get hit with a dodgeball in the face. Jody Los Chachi.
I had a moment like that. I was in an elevator with Ron Jeremy. And I was like, I'm in the elevator with Ron Jeremy and me and nobody else. And I have to say something. And I said, looking good, Mr. Jeremy. And he gave me a really dirty ass look.
What the hell? You were being nice.
I know.
You probably thought you were.
Yeah, Haley was really nice.
Yeah, isn't Ron Jeremy in jail?
Oh, yeah. This
dead?
Is many years ago.
Or in jail or dead?
Both.
You got to stop killing people.
No, I don't.
Yes. We got to set some sort of fine.
No.
Well, first, let's find out if he's dead.
You hear the voices of our producers, Adam Studzinski, Ray Diaz. There is Brandon Fryer helping out as well. Kevin Lapka, Connor O'Donnell doing their things as...
Wait a minute. He's not dead.
Ron
you
Jeremy?
Owe $5.
Is he in jail?
Yeah, $5 is an appropriate
every
charge.
Every time Dan preemptively kills somebody, dollar in the jar.
He's not healthy. He has severe dementia now.
Oh, no.
And he was faking it to get out of jail.
As determined by mental health experts at Jeremy's sexual assault trial.
Right, because there are some who thought he was successfully faking his dementia because he wanted to avoid prison.
He had an aneurysm, so probably not.
As far as we know.
I mean.
Or he was really good at faking it.
Yeah, that'd be an excellent job of.
He's an actor.
Not a really good one, though.
Actors pretend for a living.
There's definitely a joke there.
They can usually tell.
About his line of work.
Aneurysm.
Faking.
Is Kyle Hendricks washed?
Man.
I don't know if we have to go to that degree.
Fair question, though.
It's not.
His ERA is 12.
It's not good.
They didn't help him out, though. The ERA wasn't 12. I mean, you leave the game, and it's like. There's a wild pitch, and there's a wild pitch. That didn't help.
Well, the bullpen also walked 7 batters.
That's what I mean. Like,
but didn't that game feel very last year-ish?
That's what Ian Happ said about
it. Unstable, tired start. You have to go to your bullpen. Your bullpen is tired. This is not what you need to be doing on April 16th. Everybody has to hit their way out of this jam, and then unfortunately... What was one out left and poor Adbert Alsolay? And I had questions about the closer situation as we recall all offseason. Well, sometimes I don't like being right. I like Adbert Alsolay.
If you look at the box score, if somebody just hands you this Cubs box score and asks you where and when did this game take place?
Hell.
No, you're going to say, right?
September of 2023.
That's one answer. The other would
Wrigley.
Be Wrigley Field in May. Say, all right, that's a Wrigley game. That looks like one of these stupid Wrigley
August games
fests. And you realize, no, it's roof open Chase Field in April.
Well,
that's what makes it so weird.
I mean, it's not just that. I feel terrible for Alsolay. He's got, what, 3 blown saves already? That is awful this early in the season. We talk about how these games should count so you don't have to play stressed out for 2 months. But man, if I'm not already there just watching, and I know you guys talk about the baseball roller coaster, but I watched all 3 hours and 30 minutes of that game last night and stayed up late when I could have gone to sleep because I was off at night. So I'm here to live it.
It's very stressful. To get back to Hendricks, why don't we listen to Jed Hoyer on this? Because Jed talked about some of the issues that Kyle Hendricks is having so far this year.
I think you look at his career, I think he's just made the most of what he had over and over and over. And, you know, I feel like he's had his times of struggles in the past and he's gotten through them. And, you know, my hope is that this is another one of those times. You know, I feel like the third time through the order has really bitten him so far this year. And that's something obviously he's going to have to work through. He's also faced, you know, Rangers, Dodgers, Padres, which I think has been a, a tough slate for him early in the season. But yeah, he's obviously he would say it, and you know he's you know, he expects more of himself, and you know obviously we expect him to pitch well. But I think there's you know we have to remember we're three starts into his season. You know he's got you know what is it, 29 more probably. So I think giving him a little bit of leeway and time to work his way through it, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I try to remember over and over that, you know, the things we think about in April and the things that we talk about in April, like so oftentimes by June, let alone August, seem so remote. So that's hopefully how I'm looking at this, you know, rough three starts that you look up and it was clearly a bad patch, and then he got going again and pitched really well.
That was Jed Hoyer.
If I set the over-under on Kyle Hendricks' remaining starts at 28 and
under,
a half.
Under, right. Pound.
We all would go under.
Pound the under.
I don't think he's got 29 starts coming.
Let's not forget, this year was voluntary for the Cubs. They voluntarily picked up the year.
They got to figure out something to do because
decisions like that when you spend 16 on him and... Again, Montgomery was available for 25. You have to ask. And Julio Teheran, you signed for what, 4? Well, okay then.
And it might have been a mistake by counsel to send him back out there yesterday. Like, that might have been the mistake. You have the big inning where you take the lead and the ball's bouncing around the outfield, and you might have made a mistake in putting him back out
there. Yeah, you say count this as a positive coming back and take your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't – it's difficult because this is not somebody who played themselves out. Like, this isn't Jake Arrieta leaving. This isn't Jason Hayward for all the vitriol that he faced. And by the way, what did he do the first thing he came back to town with the Dodgers?
Go to his facility out
and
west.
Give MLB Network the access to
and bring a whole bunch of the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring that up, but in this case, like it's hard. Who doesn't like Kyle Hendricks?
We all do, but us liking him has nothing to do with looking at his performance, and his performance has been bad.
No, I mean I'm aware of that part. Just a difficult discussion sometimes.
It's not that difficult for me.
When we come back, let's hear what the Cubs pitching coach had to say about an important charge of his going forward, because few people know him better than Tommy Hotovy. So let's listen to that when we return. The Bernstein and Holmes Show, Leila Rahimi here on this cloudy Wednesday on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. Your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Two balls and no strikes on Gurriel. He drives one in the air. This is trouble. Deep left all the way back, and it's a home run. And the pitch on the way. Drill to deep right. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard, and that is a fair ball. A line drive home run by Jock Peterson. His first as a Diamondback.
That ball was destroyed. That was like an old hairy-chested slugger. Bah! Oh, God. That one hurt to watch, and it just started to look like batting practice from Kyle Hendricks, who has never had a margin for error like other pitchers who are throwing at an actual major league velocity. He has to be perfect, and he has been anything but.
You start looking at the miles per hour. It wasn't terrible last night. The four-seamer got up to 89 miles an hour yesterday, which is the pocket for him. This is where he's usually maxing out. It's just no one seems fooled, and the changeup doesn't seem to be able to fool people. People seem to be sitting on it, almost as if he's tipping it. But the other thing is, you could sit on the changeup and then catch up to the fastball because it's not 97, 98. Like, that's one of the luxuries where if he's missing spots, it's going to cost him.
I also feel like the ball he's throwing right now is spending way too much time over the best part of the strike zone. And it's not just necessarily vertical break, it's horizontal as well. Like, it's just spending way too much time in the exact place you need to see it as a hitter.
His pitching coach had thoughts this morning on the Mully and Haw show about where he is, where he will be, and what to do.
I think number one, we saw a guy kind of early in the year that was trying to find some mechanical things and also try to call his pitches at the same time. And he's so smart and studious of what he wants to do and knows how he wants to attack hitters. And sometimes you get a little one-dimensional. You kind of fall into patterns. And what I thought Kyle actually did really well yesterday working with Miggy is he did let Miggy call more of the game, and it kind of had more of an interaction of how things went. You saw how the curveball usage went up yesterday. I think he threw 10 curveballs, which he'd thrown, I think, 7 in the first 3 starts combined. So, he was able to mix a little bit more. The big thing is just when he makes a mistake right now, he's paying for it. And I think he gave up 5 hits last night, and 2 of them were homers. And one of them was just on a middle-end fastball to Gurriel, another one on an 0-2 fastball to Jock that Kyle just didn't execute. That's just not something we're used to seeing with Kyle. When he's ahead, he's usually getting guys out at a high clip. And then the other part that stood out from yesterday was just the going out for the 5th and those 2 walks, that kind of put us in a tough spot there. It's just uncharacteristic of Kyle. And I think, when you're lacking confidence early in the year, you see guys tend to be a little bit more fine with how they attack hitters, maybe falling behind more often. And for Kyle, he's so good when he attacks a strike zone early and gets ahead and can just stay on the attack and be aggressive. I know it was still a tough outing for Kyle. There's still some positives to take out of it and the way he's feeling, the way he's moving, he's starting to get better. But like you said, you get to a point where you need to make, just results need to happen. And I know Kyle knows that and he feels that, but it's not going to change his approach. He's going to continue to work, be the steady guy that he is. And that's what you appreciate with guys going through this. And you know he's going to come out of it.
Nothing he said is wrong, but I want to deal in the negative space that is painted by his words there. Everything he says is there. But let's think about how he describes the issue. When he talks about, he's at his best when he's attacking guys in the zone, not walking guys and not nibbling to the point where he's not getting the calls that he needs to get, bringing the strike zone into play when it shouldn't.
Not making mistakes when he's ahead.
But the problem is he's living around the edges because he knows when he is throwing strikes, he's wild in the strike zone just like Layla said. just like you said, about too much of the plate, and he's terrified.
Oh yeah, you're not. He's not walking anybody. It's just, you know, you're the stuff that is supposed to paint corners, or the slider that isn't sliding. It's just stuff isn't getting that extra torque that he needs.
Guys are spitting on it. He is falling behind. He is giving up walks. And it is killing him, because it seems to, where he's pitching defensively, like, boy, I can't throw this over the plate, or it's going to be 114 miles an hour back over my head. So where Hanavy's correct in his assessment, I don't see how you get there. How do you bring back the old Kyle Hendricks when either some combination of stuff and movement and pitch sequencing isn't doing the work it used to do?
Well, I didn't like what Jed was saying, where Jed was making excuses about the lineups that Hendricks has faced. This is the schedule. He's supposed to be the pitcher that can handle those lineups. That's why he's still here. So I'm trying to look for soft spots for him in the schedule. Look, this is who you played.
But if you're already doing that, what does that tell you?
You're willingly extending someone who you're saying in April, mid-April, that you need to find soft spots in the schedule, but you're also saying that you don't want to go over the CBT?
Yep.
Confused.
It's very confusing. It's why a lot of people, and you were on the forefront of it, Layla, were asking questions about, did they do enough? Did they do enough for their pitching staff? And early on, some of it not their fault because it's injuries, they're not. This is why I keep coming back
but
to
everybody's
asking.
Everybody's getting injured. That's the point.
Yeah, but I keep coming back to this question, and I asked Dan and Parkins and Spiegel. I don't see a reason to take Ben Brown out of the rotation.
Nope.
Just because you need a bulk guy. Like, no, I actually do value starters more. And when you're not getting good starts, so you've got one guy in the rotation that's struggling through his first four starts. And sure, there's time to turn that stuff around, but these are the types of games where when you go back and you're like, well, how did they fall behind? Well, there were those games in April and May where they couldn't make up their minds on what to do in their rotation, and they lost them.
All right, I'm calling it. I would today place him on the injured list.
Phantom injury?
I would, whether it's or whether a pitcher of a certain age is always legitimately hurt to some extent. Where,
like, pinched thing?
What, old arm.
I got a pinched thing.
What I do here is today, that's
shoulder soreness.
That's enough already. And he can, all these adjustments they say he can make, let's see it in pitch lab first. When you show me, when the data shows me spin rate, whatever velocity, whatever movement.
Command, whatever. Because command is the biggest issue here.
I can't do this anymore. These games matter too much. You do have some alternatives, even though your depth has been stressed. This is above and beyond your range and your margin for error of your polling. This is too much. Today, I say, Kyle, you're hurt. And if, in fact, it doesn't get better in pitch lab, and it doesn't get better in rehab starts, and it doesn't get better in side sessions, we have a longer talk.
Impingement? Would that be a thing?
Whatever you want to say.
Shoulder soreness. We can find that on imaging.
I feel like impingement is gray enough. But it does stink that we're talking about this and not a Cubs win, where Cody Bellinger, again, two-strike approach, gets you RBIs that you need. And it's
Ian Happ.
But even if they had won.
From the right side of the plate.
If they had won, it doesn't change this issue with Hendricks.
No, we'd still be discussing it. And I firmly believe that. Like, we would still absolutely be discussing this, because we have, because we've had two. But at least we saw a Cubs team battle its way back offensively. And that's something that we've wanted to see. That was a change we wanted to see in the offseason. Can you get yourself back into a game? Time and time again, they did. And then, unfortunately, it comes together in a terrible way. Bullpen walks seven people as well. But how are you preventing your bullpen from getting in the game to begin with, right?
Yeah, you needed more than that yesterday.
You did.
That hurt the team on a lot of levels yesterday. Being in another slugfest and having to rely on, I mean, poor Mark Leiter is going to be tired by the middle of July.
Well, and this is exactly what we didn't want to happen again. We all just lived this. We just watched this movie.
Yep. Which is why they should have done more.
And frankly, we had a discussion at Sluggers about what is the viability of a team whose ace gets hurt. Well, if the Trents have told you bloody anything, you better learn how to figure it out, because that is a preparation that you're going to have to make as a general manager, as a front office.
I hope he's not actually hurt, but at least it would explain something, or it would explain.
I mean, I don't know if there's nothing to indicate, just from the stuff that we can see, injury. His velocity's fine for Kyle Hendricks. The problem is that his velocity isn't fine.
That stuff has to be perfect, man. You got to paint the corners. You got to have perfect arm slot. You got to have perfect replication.
When we return, we had an interesting day looking at what is happening in the news of the Chicago Bears. In the world of the Chicago Bears, something seemingly aligned to produce a headline that is worth questioning how and why and what we're doing.
In my head, I'm listening to the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Hey, caller 6 to the Score contest line right now, 312-540-0670, wins a pair of tickets to see the Cubs take on the Marlins at Wrigley Field this Sunday, April 21st, 1:20 first pitch. We're going to give away another pair later in the show, but that is your first cue to call. Some
Friday
Bears
at 1:20 when the temperature is decent?
Sunday at 1:20.
Sunday at 1:20 when the temperature is decent?
Yeah, be a lovely day. Bears talk next on the Score.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey Station.
That bothers me to my soul. I haven't been able to sleep the last couple nights.
One of the things I always look at coming home to the city is I always look for cranes in the air.
Draft coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Well, Kevin Warren has been on the job now for a year. So now apparently there's some agreement that both the Tribune and the Sun-Times will send scribes out to document the fact that Kevin Warren has been on the job for a year, which means we get the imperious pictures of Kevin Warren. Did they also include the file photos of
Imperious
him,
Rex!
Of him waking up without the use of an alarm clock and then standing in front of the George Halas statue after he has consulted his personal Bible and then getting on with all of Bear's business as only he can. But I did learn
I do
he had
wake
blackened
up.
Shrimp.
I do wake up before my alarm, though. It's anxiety. I just don't get out of bed. I'm like,
You know why Kevin Warren wakes up without an alarm clock? Motivation.
Or he's like the rest of us old men and he has to pee three times a night.
That is a reasonable answer.
Because we're all on diuretics for whatever reason. And you get up.
No, we all aren't.
And old people are. And you get up because you're in pain and you need to use the bathroom.
Yeah, but that's not your wake-up time, Dan.
But there's no glory in that.
You see.
Sometimes it's your wake-up time and it's not you're not intending it to be.
What's more insulting, waking up 10 minutes before your alarm or an hour before your alarm?
He's not planning his day beyond, like, to empty his bladder. Like, that's not how it goes.
Sometimes that
might happen,
yep.
But that's not his intended wake-up time.
My body knows when to wake me up, and then it tells me, and then I get on with everything. And the George Halas statue says, you need to use the bathroom.
I was just going to say that
typical
I think...
typical Broadway comedy.
Our production budget is getting larger. We've got two of them now.
Yes, Adam.
I think it's the spirit of George Halas that's waking him up.
Like Marley's ghost?
It's time to wake up.
Wake up.
Make my franchise not suck.
Come see Bears past, present, and future.
Rise and grind.
The only way this gets any more ridiculous is if he's actually woken up by a live bear.
That would be cool.
When does the ghost of Sid Luckman visit him?
He holds the football and he points at it and goes, this is a football. Please confirm.
How do we explain all of this to Caleb Williams? Has anybody thought about that?
I don't want to. Can we just not? That's
like
embarrassing.
You thought that you were going to talk about deep dish and stuff? Man.
Herein lies the problem. Herein are the issues. Yes. Sid, is that you, Sid? Yes. I'm holding a football in this hand and pointing to where I'm going to throw it. Doesn't that tell defensive backs where you're going to go? It might. We don't care about interceptions at this point in history. It don't matter. We just sling the prolate spheroid down the gridiron.
Dude, I loved it when Mike Tirico made a Sid Luckman joke. Like, he's in on the bit. Everybody's in on the bit.
Because it's not a bit.
It's all we have.
Yes. Caleb, save us from all of this. But what?
Sorry, Caleb. It's gonna be a lot.
No pressure.
all the pressure.
Why is Kevin Warren so needy when it comes to coverage of him?
Why do you make the assumption that it's him?
Yeah, that's a stretch to me.
Well, who's in charge of it then? Who's in charge
the
of
the Sun-Times and the Tribune are the ones that commission the story.
They
on the same
to,
day?
They have to agree. The Sun-Times editor and the Tribune editors have to agree to publish and run the story. It's a two-way street.
So yeah. It's probably a deposit in the favor bank. And you get this larger body of work. We know the larger body of work when it comes to the Bears publications. He's got his personal Boswell that walks around with him.
But that was months ago.
And isn't it because it's the year anniversary of his hiring?
It's pretty clear what happened, Dan. The people, someone in the football consortium of the Sun-Times and at the Tribune was like, hey, it's been a year since Kevin Warren was hired. We should write a story about it.
And I think that the reason the Bears have facilitated, frankly, they have facilitated these articles and this access is because we talked about Ted Phillips in a way that wasn't favorable for the team. This is a guy asking for public money for a stadium or asking for tax breaks at least. And they're telling you who he is. We didn't know the other guy well enough, frankly. We knew his opinions on Mitch Trubisky. But we didn't know the other stuff that was necessary.
I knew a lot more about Ted Phillips than I know about Kevin Warren.
But that's the point.
You covered Ted Phillips every day, Dan. It's not the same thing.
That's what we're saying. It's like, hey, public, here are these articles about him so you get to know him.
I think there's something else going on with this.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No.
I appreciated that viewpoint. I felt like that was fair.
Have you won enough games?
No. Everything else is there. No, it wasn't. I had issue with that part.
They seem to be trending in that direction now, though.
Yeah, I thought about that.
They have a lot of stuff.
I thought about how that quote might actually be coming to fruition.
Drop the quarterback in now and see what happens.
But I don't think
this is Kevin Warren going to the Sun-Times or the Tribune and going, I've been here a year. You need to do a feature. I think it's everyone's trying to figure out Bears content, and the Tribune and the Sun-Times are like, oh, well, here's a tent pole. It's been a year. What do we know about Kevin Warren? And then you kind of write the same piece because you have the same idea. And there's no real news. And I will say that he's been more forward-facing than you would expect for a team president, but it might be for the reasons that Layla pointed out. He wants to be that so that he can get what he wants from a stadium deal.
You're more likely to get what you want when people know you.
I think people...
If they held up a graphic of Bear, I don't think people would just give Bear money.
Yeah, the people... I don't like to get to know people through published puff pieces. I like to get to know people.
How would you suggest that you get to know Kevin Warren? How are Bears fans supposed to know him?
I don't need to know Kevin Warren. The people who are making the decisions on the money need to know Kevin Warren.
But how are Bears fans supposed to know who he is?
I think Bears fans only care if the team wins or not. I don't think Bears fans need to know when he wakes up or if he's eating blackened shrimp. Are you going to win 10 games and make the playoffs next year? Now, what's the ultimate effect of this? Where am I watching games? How much do tickets cost?
So here's my question. Why is your ire for Kevin Warren then?
It's more concern than I'm not mad at him. I just find it weird.
I just think right, but what I'm saying, your reaction to it is weird.
Well, I just
that you seem to want to center Kevin Warren as this is him when it was clearly both of the publications' choices to do the same story.
But the larger body of work suggests that he is in. Kevin Warren is in charge of Bears.com. Kevin Warren is in charge of everything that comes from the team.
Is he in charge of the Sun-Times, Dan?
No, but...
Is he in charge of the Tribune?
Then
what are you talking about?
I think it is an oddly coincidental that both papers wrote profiles of him
Dan,
that were similar on the very same day.
It's a year since he took the job. So why... It makes sense that they would do that. You're putting that on him. That's on the choices that the newspapers made.
Which are not made in a vacuum.
So... What are you saying?
I don't know.
Because you're being super cryptic and weird right now.
I think
to the point. What are you saying? Who's pulling the strings here as far as you're concerned?
I'm wondering what the deposit in the bank is. Why publications, and it's not just newspapers. All the coverage of Kevin has been this supplicating coverage that has been led by the team rather than asking, What's actually happening? What's getting done?
So this quote, when he says to the Sun-Times, Warren said, this is the year to agree on a stadium plan. He expects to release stadium rendering soon. That's valid.
For which stadium?
That's newsworthy.
For which stadium?
It said a stadium plan.
Okay. Well, we know there's two stadium plans, at least two at the moment. We know that this is a leverage play for the one. I'm always concerned by... When somebody seems like they always need to have coverage reflect who they are and what they're doing and this cult of personality, and frankly, it goes back to some of what I heard from people who worked at the Big Ten.
All right, we don't have time to figure this out or walk around inside your mind.
I don't trust somebody who. I'm always going to look askance at someone who constantly needs public reinforcement of their power and their image and their greatness.
Great. We do a talk show every day for 4 hours.
Yep.
Great. Let's table this so that we can talk with Dawn Staley. She's going to join us to talk about basketball.
Winning.
And Camilla Cardoso. And Angel Reese. Next here on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.